Estelle Ellis, senior journalist for Maverick Citizen, on the line to us now from Gqeberha. Estelle, I think it's about almost a week since you and I last spoke about the Day Zero situation in Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Subsequent to that, there's been a little bit of rain. There has been at least the appearance of some urgency on the part of the authorities. There's the continuing assistance of the gift of the givers. Are the people of Nelson Mandela Bay in a slightly better situation than when we last spoke?
Good afternoon, John. Yes, I think we are. We had a bit of a benowder moment on Friday when the municipality said the extraction from the Churchill Dam will now be severely limited, and we must all go fetch water at the standing pipes that we discussed last week, which is the emergency water. Then that really rained quite a lot. You know, I haven't seen rain like this in probably more than a year or two in Nelson Mandela Bay. So our dam levels are up. Churchill Dam, which was almost empty today at 14.7%, that's almost 6% up from last week. In Porphyry Dam, which was empty, you'll recall we couldn't extract any more water from there, it's up to 10%, with water still coming in. And Koga Dam, which I think, if I remember correctly, was sort of just below 10%, is up to 14.1%. It's increasing around about 1% per 24 hours. So we definitely had a reprieve. This is not our main rainy season. So we still, I think this probably just saved us, because since then the municipality announced that the emergency standpipes haven't been commissioned because, well, they don't appear to be quite ready. So I guess they still need some time to get that ready. And but yes, I think our Day Zero has been moved along for a few days or maybe a few weeks. So the thinking has always been that if we can get the city to July, we'll be there in 3 days. There's some water augmentation projects that come online, and we might be saved. But for the next week or so, things will still be a bit nervous times for us.
Noch meer benodigd. Water augmentation projects, a lot of the things that are supposed to have been done by certain dates around water supply for Nelson Mandela Bay haven't happened on time. So how reliable is this?
Yes, well, it really is a matter of waiting to see, and if it happens, it happens. So we're waiting for boreholes to come online, for extra pump capacity to be introduced, and for the Nooitgedacht 3 system to fire on all cylinders, so to speak. But yes, as you say, there's not a lot of trust in the public or in the local government yet, so we're really hoping to see if it will happen. We're waiting. I haven't received the latest leak update for today. They were supposed to complete 3,000 leak repairs by Friday. Obviously, the 2 days, Thursday and Friday, it rained, so there wasn't much. But they did work. We saw them working over the weekend to carry on with the leak. So we're hoping that they've made some progress there.
You said that Day Zero prospect moved out by a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Has a figure not been put onto it, saying we've now got enough water with the water that has flowed into the dams and the water that is still in the rivers and watercourses that head to the dams to give us 10 days, 15 days, 21 days more water?
I think they're likely waiting for another day or two, since there still is some water running into the dams, to get a better picture of the, you know, how much the dam capacity have been boosted. But, you know, if you look at today's dashboard, we now still have, you know, last week we had 0% usable water. So now we've got 2%. So it's still not much, you know. There's still some fancy footwork that must be done. The restrictions will have to remain in place before they are able to, before we are able to really breathe. I think the boost in the Churchill Dam, which is a dam from which Nelson Mandela Bay gets quite a lot of water. So I see this morning they're saying we've got 94 days left in the Churchill system now, which is 3 months, but we share that with the Coga municipality. So I think that boost has really put us maybe a little bit safer than what we were before then.
There's also, maybe it's too early to start focusing on this, but you survived Day Zero through the intervention of nature and some last-minute urgency, which raises questions of why the urgency didn't happen a lot earlier. But then there's the longer-term planning to make sure that, because we know that we are living in a world in which water shortages are likely to increase in frequency of occurrence and in the duration of that water shortage. That's much more likely than that we're going to get more predictable and reliable rainfall. So is there any sense of this shaking off the complacency of the authorities and leading to some vaguely decent long-term planning?
So we do have Dr. Suleiman here at the moment. So he's done a whole lot of boreholes and he's got a plan together with the business chamber to make sure that you know, we do not run out of water. But as you say, the long-term planning, we will have to see. You know, at the moment, the budget, all the money is going towards emergency water relief. And we haven't really, I would personally think a good suggestion would be to start off by getting an accurate estimate of how many water users there are in Nelson Mandela Bay, because their statistics, from what I've seen from my own research, looks off, you know, so that may be why they're not able to reduce consumption. But also, as you said, you know, the water leaks must be fixed. We still have a lot of informal settlements who do not have free access to water. Those things should be addressed. But yes, and I think this crisis has really woken up civil society in the city, the churches. There are forums that have been established. So it would be good if we could take that momentum further to ensure a more water secure city for the future.
Never waste a good crisis, as somebody once said, and millions others have followed, as I've just done now in repeating that. Estelle Ellis, senior journalist for Maverick Citizen, thank you very much for talking to us today.